The struggling U.S. airline industry is beginning to capitalize on the growing market for air travel to and from China. American Airlines landed its first ever flight into China this week, beginning new daily nonstop service from Chicago to Shanghai. Continental and United also fly a limited number of nonstop flights into China. More routes soon may become available, and the competition for those routes is starting to heat up. NPR's David Shaper reports.
We thought we'd never get it.
That's how American Airlines official Dan Elwell describes the long wait and struggle to get a direct nonstop route from the U.S. into mainland China.
Something like 14 years, we have very much wanted access to the Chinese market.
American's new daily service from Chicago to Shanghai gives the world's largest airline its first foray into what many industry analysts say is a vitally important marketplace.
Entry into the China market is like entry into paradise for airlines at this point.
Mo Garfinkel is an aviation consultant with the firm GCW Consulting.
The market is the fastest growing in the world.
Garfinkel says to call growth in the market for flights to and from China an explosion might be an understatement. He says it's been decades since the U.S. airlines have seen any kind of market growth like what is taking place in China right now, especially with the demand from higher-paying and thus more profitable business travelers going in both directions. The U.S. Department of Transportation does not yet have passenger data from the last year, but preliminary figures show that the number of people flying between China and the U.S. has increased close to 20% from 2004. And Adam Pilarski of the Washington, D.C.-based aviation consulting firm Avidas says there are now an estimated 150 million Chinese who travel by air within their country and abroad.
China is the second largest generator of passengers after the U.S. in the world.
Yet Pilarski points out there's still a huge population base in China of more than a billion people who have never flown, meaning there are tremendous opportunities for that double-digit growth in the market to continue. But the ability of U.S. carriers to capitalize on those markets has been hamstrung by the limited number of direct nonstop routes allowed by the Chinese government. Right now, U.S. carriers have just 5 direct flights a day from the U.S. into China. Pilarski says the Chinese government is, in part, protecting its own airlines, which he says are not yet ready to compete head-to-head with the U.S. carriers.
China does not have the sufficient number of aircraft, sufficient number of pilots, and a sufficiently high level of service to attract customers.
But Pilarski and others say that just as the rest of the Chinese economy is making rapid advancements, so too are Chinese airlines, and therefore the Chinese government may be ready to open up new routes to U.S. carriers soon. The topic will be discussed in bilateral talks between the U.S. and China, slated to begin in Beijing April 18th. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.